Reading from Bhajan Rahasyam, Panchama Yam Sadhana, Chapter 5, from Bhaktivinoda Thakur's immortal classic, Sri Bhajan Rahasyam. Now we're on text 18. It's the last few verses of this chapter. This is a chapter about Krishna Sakti, and after a Sakti comes Bhava. So there's an overlapping of these different stages of devotional attainment. So when one is at the level of sakti or intense attachment to Krishna, then he's starting to experience different symptoms of bhava. He's starting to express different characteristics of bhava bhakti in his life. And he's starting to experience a deepening in his attachment to his Ishtadev, to the Lord, and a deepening in his attachment to the Lord. And also an increase of his perception and experience of the Lord. So this verse is text 18 is from also Vilap Kusumanjali by Raghunath Das Goswami. This is the title of this verse is Exclusive Attachment for the Service of Radha, or the inclination to be solely attached to serving Sri Radha. This principle is described in Vilap Kusumanjali, text 16. Padam jayostava vina varadasya meva nanyat karapi samaye kila devi jache sakyayate mama namo sunamo stunityam tasyayate mama raso suraso susatyam. This is Raghunath Das is speaking in the mode of a sadhaka on one level, a practitioner of devotion or bhakti at the level of a sakti, attachment to Krishna. And he's also speaking on the level of a manjari in siddhadeha, perfect spiritual form, eternal spiritual form. That's Radharani's manjari. So it can be taken on two levels or more than that also. O Devi. This means Radharani. O Devi, I have no desire other than for the topmost attainment of servitude to your lotus feet. I forever offer obeisances to the position of being your Sakhi, but may I remain firmly attached to being your maidservant. I speak this as a solemn vow. Satyam, astu satyam. What is the purport here? Basically, in a quick summary, because Radharani has so many sakis, sakhi means friend, female friend, sakhi, confidant. Sakhi means they're servants of Radharani, but they're also her friends, and there's different relationships. Some are neutral, some are neutral friends, or some are very intimate with Radharani, some are even a little antagonistic, seemingly antagonistic to Radharani. But what this Mandri is saying, what Rati Mandri is saying, is that I offer all respects and obeisances to your friends and even to the idea of being your friend. But I'm not hankering for such a position to be one of, because a friend is someone who's very close. A friend is someone you can share everything with, share your most guarded secrets, or reveal all the private feelings or ideas in your mind. That is a friend. But he's saying here that I offer obeisance to that position. Even if you are to offer to me, oh, you can be one of my sakis, you can be one of my intimate friends. No, I just want to be your dasi. I just want to be your servant. I don't even aspire for that coveted position of being your saki, being your intimate friend. Simply, I just want to, I'm at your feet. I just want this place at your feet to serve you. I don't want to. You don't have to share any of your secret feelings towards Krishna with me or your secret aspirations. I'm not asking for anything like that. In another edition of this book, there's a second translation. If Radharani, Raghunath Das is saying, if Radharani says, oh, why don't you become my friend or equal, then I will answer, Raghunath is saying, I offer eternal obeisances to such friendship. But my actual feelings are that my taste for being your maidservant should ever increase. This is my only prayer and my firmest vow. So, it's a very interesting verse, and it's often discussed by the Gaudiya Acharyas, and there's a rather long purport here, which we'll probably carry over till tomorrow. And it's a very important point to understand about the unique, because in this understanding of this verse and commentary, one gets a glimpse into the unique position of a mandri. Of course, a mandri is also a sakhi. There's five types of sakhis. And mandris are what's called pran or nitya sakhi. They're also Radharani's friends. They're also female on the Radharani's friends in the spiritual world. But they have special area of service, and they have a special, they have a special area of intimacy which even the sakhis don't have. And that's partially why Raghunath Das Goswami in this verse is saying, I don't want to be your sakhi, because if I become your sakhi, I'll lose that special area of intimacy that mandris have. That's another reason which is not spoken. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has put this verse in Bengali. Tava paradasya vina kichu nahi magi, tava sakhi namaskara achidasya lagi. I pray for nothing other than service to your lotus feet. I pay my obeisances to your friendship as I sit here waiting to serve you. In this commentary. In this verse, Raghunath Das Goswami is absorbed in his internal mandri form. It's called the antaschintadeha. Antaschintadeha, the deha, the body or the form that one is thinking of. Chinta, thinking of within himself, within his mind, he's thinking of this form, which is given by the Guru, revealed by the Guru. And he's praying in this verse in great distress to the lotus feet of his Swamini. O Swamini, Radha, please make me your maidservant by bestowing upon me the great fortune of service to your lotus feet. And then he's saying in the verse, he says, Dasya Vara. Vara means, like we say, Haridas Varya. It's a verse in Bhagavatam describing Giriraj, where Radharani is glorifying Giriraj. And she says, oh Giriraj, you're Haridas Varya. You're the greatest of all the servants. You're the best. Vara means greatest, best. You're the greatest or best of all the Haridasa servants of the Lord, because he renders so many variegated services for the pleasure of Krishna, and the coward boys, and especially the gopis, and Radha and Krishna. So why does he use the term vara? That servitorship to Radharani is the topmost. Why? Because Radharani's maidservants are free from any fear or reverence. Their service is devoid of hesitation, and is supremely tasty and relishable. The desire for this dasya is a compassionate gift of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and it is the attainment of the heart, and its attainment is the heartfelt aim of Gaudiya Vaishnavas. So, he's saying that because if someone becomes Radharani Sakhi, that means they're equal. Basically the same age, and the same temperament. And therefore Radharani, if someone is of the same age and temperament, she feels a little shyness in front of them. And there may be some reverence or some respect, if I'm with Krishna and some other sakhi sees me, maybe she feels jealous, maybe I feel a little bit embarrassed because she may make fun of me, or she may make some statement, why is your hair messed up, or why do you have your makeup is disarrayed, or your clothes are disarrayed. But mandris are younger than Radharani. They're at least 1 or 2 years younger than Radharani, and their temperament, they're not competitors with Radharani, they're not equal to Radharani, they're simply totally in this mood of seva and submission. So Radharani doesn't feel any shyness, and there's no hesitation between the two of them. And Radharani doesn't feel embarrassed if her clothes are disarrayed, or she's been enjoying with Krishna, and the mandris come in. They're her personal handmaidens, so she doesn't have any fear of them. In fact, they help her and protect her They protect Radharani from being embarrassed in front of Lalita, Vishakha, or some other sakis. So this is a very prized and special position. As maidservants, the Mandriyas are also receptacles of Madhurya Ras. They can, without fear or shyness, enter the solitary Nikunj, where amorous pastimes are taking place, and very gracefully and cleverly perform their service. They also thoroughly know the requirements of the youthful divine couple, as well as when and how to fulfill them. The speciality of these Mandriyas is performing their service while knowing the innermost feelings of the divine couple's hearts. Seeing the enchanting skill of the Mandriya's service, a desire for such service is aroused in the mind of Shyamasundara himself, the crest jewel of all those who relish Ras. As Swadina Bratrika, this is a Sanskrit term which means a heroine who controls her lover, Sri Radha orders Krishna, "Oh, now you've made everything, disturbed all my clothing. Now you fix my disheveled clothes and ornaments. Otherwise, the other sakis will come. Lita and Vishakha will enter the kunj and they will see me in this scattered, my hair scattered and clothes disarrayed. And they will tease me." Understanding Radha's moods, the kinkris, which means mandriyas, they bring all the proper new clothes and cosmetics. Srimati orders Shyamasundara, "Please apply the red foot lac to my bottom of my feet." And when Krishna sees the bottom of Radharani's feet, he becomes overwhelmed with love. Then his body transforms in ecstasy, septic vikars, and all his limbs begin to tremble and gets bumps, like these small bumps on his skin. It's called pulakita and kampita. And as a result, Krishna can't hold the brush. This is described also. Observing Krishna's condition, Srimati Radharani, she softly and sweetly smiles and orders Rati Mandri to apply the alta. The Mandris taste various types of sweet pastimes like this in a completely unobstructed way. So this is a very innocent and sweet pastime, although very intimate. The setting is inside the kunj, inside a bower, a forest bower on the banks of Yamuna, anywhere in Vrindavan. And Radharani, on the bottom of her feet, although her feet are naturally red, very beautiful and red, like a red lotus flower, the color of red lotus petal, she, to enhance or increase the color, also to give service to her mandaris and Krishna sometimes, there's some type of red dye that they collect from some trees or some flowers called alta. And they paint it on with some paintbrush. They paint it on Radharani's feet. Maybe you've seen, if you have observed, newly married ladies in India, and usually in the first year or so, many times, or even later, these Indian ladies, they paint their feet like that, married ladies. Bottom of their feet have this red coloring on their feet, just like ladies wear nail polish, and fingernail polish, toenail polish, and lipstick, all these things. So in this Vedic culture, they used to also color the feet, the red on the bottom of the feet, married ladies. So Radharani is also married, and her feet are also painted like this. It's one of the symptoms of a married lady in Vedic culture. Red, hot feet. Red feet, red hot. So when Radharani is with Krishna and in the kunj, then when she perspires, and all these things, they fall off the body. Just like you have your tilak on, and it's a very hot day, or a hot kirtan, and it all just flakes off, it all sweats off, it disappears, dissolves in the perspiration. So Radharani's feet, the alta dye, drips off, it just falls off. So then she says, "Oh, look, if the sakis see me in the morning, if they come here in the morning to greet me, and they see my feet, they're all devoid of this alta, and then they'll wonder how that happened." So then she says, then Radharani is in a mood of controlling Krishna. So she says, "Listen, you've caused all this to happen. So now you have to fix it. And you paint my feet." So then some mandris, they prepare the alta on a tray, and they stand next to Shyamasundara with some brush, and they hand him the brush and the tray. And then they take, and he takes it and he starts painting Radharani's feet. When Krishna starts painting Radharani's feet, And he sees the beauty of her feet and he smells the fragrance of her transcendental body, which smells like lotus flowers and sandalwood and kasturi musk and chandan, camphor. Very beautiful smell. Then he becomes overwhelmed. And it's a very simple thing. It's not a very difficult task to paint somebody's feet. It's not like Michelangelo or something. It's not a work of art. It's a very simple painting, just to paint the bottom of someone's feet, paint a line and along the side. And so Krishna's painting. And then sometimes he thinks, well, I know in the ancient Puranic literatures, Krishna's thinking in his mind. He's thinking, in the Puranas, it is said, Namachintamani Krishna's Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Right? It says, Purnamukta, Purnashuddha Nityamukta Vinatram Namanamano. It says that the Puranas say that there's no difference between the name of God and God Himself. Krishna's thinking like this. The name of God, the form of God, Nam, Rup, Gun, Lila, Parishishta, Dham, associates, they're all transcendental, they're all spiritual, they're all absolute, they're all divine. So if you have the name of the Lord and you chant Krishna's name, then if you chant purely, you'll see Krishna. You'll perceive Krishna, you'll experience Him directly. So Krishna's thinking, my name is me. So I always want to be with Radharani. Now, I always want to be engaged in Radharani's service, but I'm always separated from her. I have to run behind the cows, I have to go home, I have to milk the cows, I have to be with my boyfriends, be with my mother and father, and it's hardly very few hours a day I can be with Radharani and the gopis. But now, I'm holding Radharani's feet in my lap. So this is an opportunity for me. I can paint my name on the bottom of Radharani's feet. I'm painting them red, so I can also write S... H-Y-A-M, Sham. I can write Sham on the bottom of Radharani's feet. And this way, I can always be with Radharani. Because my name is me. Wherever my name is, I'm there also. There's no separation, there's no difference, it's absolute. There's no influence of time or space or any duality there. So Krishna was thinking like this, then he was taking the opportunity because no one was really paying attention. And he was just... And then he started to write his name, and then he was thinking, oh, this is unbelievable. This is a dream come true. If I paint my name on the bottom of Radharani's feet, I will be with Radharani 24 hours a day. Because this name will be stuck on Radharani's feet. And wherever she walks, I'll be with her. When she sleeps, I'll be with her. When she eats, I'll be with her. When she walks, I'll be with her. Wherever she goes, I'll be with her. Nothing can separate us. I won't be caught by her relatives. Kutila, Jatila, no one will be able to see me here. This is wonderful. So he started painting, and as he was painting and thinking of all these wonderful thoughts and absorbed in all these deep emotions, he started trembling. His heart was trembling, his mind was trembling, his hand was trembling. So he was trying to write Sham, and it's all big mess, so all the red lack was going everywhere. And Radharani looked and said, "You don't know what you're doing." She just looked down and said, "What's he doing?" Then she just glanced at Rupa Mandri, and in that glance she conveyed to him, look what he's doing. He's a novice. He's a novice at this work. He can't even paint the bottom of my feet. All he knows how to do is play a few tunes on his flute and run behind the cows. He can't even paint some simple lack on the bottom of my feet. He's losing it. Can't control himself. So Rupa Mandri says, "Excuse me, step aside, big boy." She says, "Excuse me, Krishna, I don't think you're very good at this." And then he admits his defeat and hangs his head down and says, "All right, you do it." Because he's lost in his own ecstasies. So this is some of the intimacies of exchange between the Mandris. If Radharani's not, this is all going on. Mandris are there, Krishna's there, Radharani's there. In this particular Leela, painting the feet. Because this is done before the Sakis come and greet Radharani, that she's all prim and pretty. She's all set straight. She's all looking correct and exactly as she was before. Feet are painted, eyes are painted, lips are painted, dresses fresh and new, garland is fresh and new, hair is all tied in Beni and every makeup, everything is pukka, correctly arranged. So when Lalita and Vishakha come in the morning and they see Radharani, oh, Radharani, you spent the whole night with Shyamasundara? What did you do? Did you play bridge? Did you play bridge all night? Did you play checkers? Or maybe chess? I don't see every hair is perfectly in place, all your makeup. You look the same way we left you. We left you at 10 o'clock last night, now it's 6 o'clock in the morning, and you spent the whole night with this gallant hero, this dear Lalita Nayak, and under the full moon of the Sharad season, this beautiful Kunja Mandir, Nibritanya Kunj, and you look so perfect. That's amazing. Your chastity is unrivaled. Your chastity is unrivaled in the three worlds. And Radharani says, yes, yes, I am completely controlled. This person, he couldn't do anything. He just came and slept all night. So like this, the mantris have such intimate opportunity to render service. So hearing about all these things, and naturally Raghunath is praying, even if you offer me to become one of your astasakis or one of your sakis, I offer obeisances to that, but I'm really quite happy just to be your servant, be your dasi. And then that's why we're hearing, what is the background of all this happiness and all these wonderful pastimes are the background. And of course, hearing about these services may attract one to want to render similar services. Shyamasundara has to take shelter of the mandris in order to get the opportunity to meet Srimati, or to pacify her man. So these are different services that the mandris render on behalf of Radharani and Krishna to facilitate their meeting. And these are specialities or special services that only the mandris render. Sometimes Krishna, he can't meet with Radharani because she's upset with him, or she's in man, or she's sulking or pouting. She's angry sometimes with a cause and without a cause. And so if he approaches the sakis, oh, Lita Sakhi, oh, Vishakha, please help me. Can you arrange a meeting for me? Can you mollify Radharani's man? Can you cool her down? And they try and they say, oh, Krishna, no success. She doesn't want to hear about you. She won't even listen to us. So then he thinks what to do. Then he goes down to the next level. And he goes down to the mandris and he says, oh, Rupa Mandri, Rati Mandri, can you help me? Can you do something? So sometimes Krishna has to go to the mandris in order to get their viewpoint and get their support so that he can meet with Radharani. While eating in the house of Nanda in the evening, Shyamasundara becomes restless to know if he will be able to meet with Radhika that night or not. Through subtle gestures, Shyamasundara inquires from Srimati's mandris about the possibility of this meeting. One mandri indicates, yes, it will take place. Whatever these mandris have is fit for the pleasure of the divine couple. They have nothing of their own. In rank, the Priyanarma Sakis are superior. In other words, the Sakis like Lalita Mishaka, they're called Priyanarma Sakis. They're very intimate with Radharani. They're practically like equals, born practically the same day. Mishaka is born the same day. And they very much share so many things, and they're their most high intimate associates. But in this service, this access to service, then they don't have this intimacy. So it's a kind of a dual intimacy. So it says, in rank, the Priyanarma Sakis are superior, but from the perspective of having the most fortunate service, the mandris are superior. So we'll stop there, we'll continue there tomorrow. Bhajan Rahasyam Ki Jai.